Blog Talk Radio.
Feed yourself and leave my sheep to starve alone. shepherds, all of you bad shepherds. It's true, I never knew you all along. Yes, it's true, I never knew you all along. Yes, it's true, I never knew you all along.
Good afternoon to all of my precious brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. That was our brother Jason Ballard. I don't know brother Jason, but we are truly kindred spirits in that his song, "Woe to You Fat Shepherds," rings a chord in my heart, because this has been my life's work. My life's work is to expose con artists, hoodwinkers, charlatans in the church, to even blast those pastors who are real pastors but who are living large, at the expense of the flock. I am not against a pastor receiving an adequate salary. In fact, I get on churches. I get on churches when they do not take care of their pastor. I get on them. I have gotten on churches. I have read churches the riot act when they have not done right by their man of God. I've done that. But the pendulum has swung too far over to the left, and we simply have too many pastors receiving the salaries of four or five different people at one time. Can you imagine? It's easy to talk about having faith. Oh, I have faith. Yeah, it's easy to have faith when you receive a salary of $250,000 a year. Yeah, it's easy to have faith. It's easy for you to get into your pulpit, into your high horse, to pontificate and look down at the crowd, look at down in the pew, and tell those poor people who are living on $18,000 a year, some $12,000, it's easy for you to tell them to have faith when you make $250,000 or even $100,000. It's easy. No, to live on faith is to live on $12,000 a year, or to live on nothing. In many of my pastorates, I took on churches, and there was no parsonage. There was no. I remember one church I took over in Homestead, Florida. Before I got there, the pastor sold the organ. The pastor sold the organ to move his family back to Alabama. That's right, the pastor. And the organ wasn't his, it belonged to the church. But he went and sold the organ, took the organ money, and used that to move. And when I took over that church was in the rears. 6 months, 6 months. And I was asked, "You want that church? I'll take it." And when I left that church 2 years later, not only had we paid back all the money we owed, the man whom the church was renting the warehouse from to have the church, that man, he gave the church a piece of property. He donated it to the church for a tax write-off. So when I left, the church had now real estate assets when I left. And in 2 years, we turned the church around. The church was a mess. It was a mess. I've taken churches with no salaries, just living week to week. So I know what it is to live by faith. I know what it is to put my complete trust in Jesus who called me. And And as long as Jesus is by your side, you can make it. You will make it. But we've been talking about con men, like the kinds of men that Brother Jason Ballard says, "Woe to you, fat shepherds." And I love the song because the song is a sermon. The words mean something. And it's not just a dopey song that the words, he's just repeating the words over. No. There's lyrics. There's words. There's a message. There's a title. There's 3 points and a conclusion, if you will, when you're sermonizing. And it's a powerful song. It's a powerful, powerful song. I love it. The brother and I are kindred spirits. I don't know him. He doesn't know me. But if you read the Bible says, "Woe to you, fat shepherds." It's not just fat wolves. It's not just fat wolves, but it's fat shepherds. Shepherds who abuse the flock. Shepherds who become serial shearers. And when you become a serial shearer, then you become a fleecer. Today I want to talk to you about a man who goes by the name of Todd Kuntz. Todd Kuntz. Boy, is Todd Kuntz a phony. That guy is one. This guy, Todd Kuntz, is a true blue phony. Now, out of all the con men out there, because you got a lot. You have a lot of con men out there fleecing the flock. Out of all the con men, I would say that Todd Kuntz is the one with the least amount of talent. The guy is just, you look at him and you say, boy, this guy, he's got con man written all over him. He's got used car salesman written all over him. This guy is just, he brings nothing. He is a Mike Murdoch disciple. He's a Mike Murdoch disciple, but he really doesn't have much to say. He's a parrot. He parrots, basically. He learned from Mike Murdoch, and basically he runs all of Mike Murdoch's scams. He's a younger version of Mike Murdoch. And you look at him, and he's completely phony. He's plastic. The guy's a bum. Yet, this bum is living large. He's living large. Why? Because people who carry Bibles don't read them. People just hear these preachers. They say amen to everything that comes out of these preachers' mouth. And then they run up there to give these preachers their money. Here's a clip. Here's Todd Kuntz. Todd Kuntz. He goes by Dr. Todd Kuntz. He's no doctor. He has no doctorate. Bogus. This guy's phony. Dr. Todd Kuntz. Here he is on This Is Your Day with Benny Hinn.
For every chapter in the Word of God, I'm going to ask a partner of this ministry to sow what I call a turnaround seed. I'm going to ask you to name this seed a turnaround seed. $1,189 of the partners of this ministry, I'm going to ask you to take a step of faith, and I'm going to ask you to sow a seed with expectation. But I'm going to ask you to name this seed your turnaround seed. You see, I believe over the next 60 days that there's an anointing for a turnaround right now. That there's an anointing for a turnaround right now. That there's an anointing for a turnaround right now.
The word anointing is a word false teachers use a lot to deceive. Isaiah 10 verse 27 says the anointing lifts burdens and takes away yokes. If John really had the anointing, shouldn't he be in the streets healing the sick, raising the dead, casting out devils, and restoring hope to the hopeless?
There's an anointing for a turnaround in your business, a turnaround in your finances, a turnaround in your family, a turnaround in your health, turnaround in your health, turnaround in your health.
God is a liar. He wants you to believe sowing his seed of money would bring healing to you. Where in the Bible do we see Christ, Paul, or any of the apostles asking people to pay before they get healed?
I believe that if you'll use your faith, the season of your life will change. Isaiah chapter 43 and 44 says that, behold, I'm going to do a new thing. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 3 and verse 1, to everything there is a season, there is a time, to every purpose under the sun and under the heaven. I believe that this is your time. This is your moment to believe God. This is your divine moment. When you ask God for a miracle, he will always ask you to use your faith. When you ask God for a miracle, he'll connect you to a man or woman of God. Now, as we enter prayer time, I want you to listen very carefully, because I'm going to come into a covenant with 1,189, because I'm going to come into a covenant with 1,189, because I'm going to come into a covenant with 1,189. There are literally 1,189 chapters in the Word of God. For every chapter in the Word of God, I'm going to ask a partner of this ministry to sow what I call a turnaround seed. I'm going to ask you to name this seed a turnaround seed. I'm going to ask you to focus your faith. I'm going to ask you to wrap faith and expectation around it. And I'm going to ask you to believe over the next 60 days for God to give you a turnaround. A turnaround in your finances. Somebody's watching me right now, that God's going to give you a business, a business idea, a concept, even an opportunity that will catapult you to a new season. There's a person watching me right now that God's going to give you favor in a real estate transaction. Somebody is watching that this $100 seed is going to be a turnaround in your family and in your marriage. That this $100 seed is going to be a turnaround in your family and in your marriage. That this $100 seed is going to be a turnaround in your family and in your marriage.
If sowing a seed of $100 will save your marriage, why didn't Todd ask his good friend Benny Hinn to sow that seed to save his marriage?
There is an anointing right now on this $100 turnaround seed. You say, why $100? Because this is what I felt God told me to say to you today. I'm going to come in prayer with you, and I'm going to come into a covenant. I'm going to come into agreement that when you plant this $100 turnaround seed into the work of God, you are creating a divine partnership with God, and something dynamic is going to happen. You're going to stand on the Word of God to Psalms chapter 91 and verse 10. Psalms chapter 92 and verse 10, because I believe that there is a new dynamic anointing that's going to fall on your life. I believe it's going to be a financial anointing. I believe it's going to be a financial anointing. I believe it's going to be a financial anointing.
A financial anointing? If he truly had a financial anointing, why do you have to ceremony into his ministry? Shouldn't he already have the ability to create wealth?
And the Bible says in Psalms 92 and verse 10, but my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn, and I shall be anointed with fresh oil. This is going to be a turnaround seed that's going to catapult you to a divine season of flourishing. Let's pray. Father, I have said to your family, to the great partners of this ministry, what you told me to say. Lord, I know that you're stirring me to come into a covenant with 1,189 partners representing a chapter in the Bible. Lord, I come into a covenant in the name of Jesus with the 1,189, and I just speak in the name of Jesus for three miracles to take place from this $100 turnaround seed. I decree in Jesus' name that as you plant the seed, that God's going to give you a turnaround in your business, that what's been stolen will be returned, what's been stripped from you will be restored. Number two, I decree for family healing and reconciliation, that marriage will come back and be restored, that a child that's away from the cross of Christ, in Jesus' name, will be wooed back to the cross. And number three, I come into a covenant for a fresh and new dynamic anointing to fall on your life. And through this $100 turnaround seed, that every dormant seed you've sown in the last 18 months, that God will reschedule a season of divine flourishing, and they'll be resurrected. In Jesus' name, Amen. And amen. There's a strong anointing here right now. I'm going to urge you to go to the phone. Dial the number that's on the screen. Do not delay. Dial the number right now and say, tell Todd, I'm one of the 1,189 partners of this ministry. I'm going to plant a $100 turnaround seed. I'm going to name it my turnaround seed, and I'm believing God to turn things around on my benefit, for my benefit. We're going to sow into your life the new book called The Miracle of Seed Faith. You're going to learn 31 secrets to seed faith living. You're going to learn things that you did not know. You're going to learn how to sow a seed and how to call into a harvest. Do not delay this. Quickly, go to the phone and dial that number. I have to pause for just a moment because there are 40 watching. God is going to lead you to sow at a higher level. The Bible says, my sheep know my voice, another they will not follow. I'm going to ask you to sow an uncommon and rare seed of $1,000. To sow an uncommon and rare seed of $1,000. To sow an uncommon and rare seed of $1,000. There are 40. And I want to name you the favorite 40. When you plant this seed, there are three harvests that's going to happen. Number one, God is going to give you favor in business. Number two, God's going to give you favor in a real estate transaction. And number three, God is going to give you favor with somebody in a position to bless you. You don't need everybody liking you, just the right person liking you. If the right person decided to like you, your life could change in 24 hours. Did you know you're only one phone call away from a new season? There are 40 watching right now. The Holy Spirit's just dealing with me. 40. You're going to plant this seed of $1,000 based on 1 Kings chapter 3. King Solomon needed an answer from God. He planted 1,000 burnt offerings, and in 24 hours, God showed up on the scene and said, what do you want? Now, this is not for everyone. There are 1,189. You're going to sow a turnaround seed of $100. But the Holy Spirit said that there are 40 listening right now during this broadcast. You're going to plant an uncommon seed of $1,000. And it's going to be a favor. See, this is what I'm hearing God say. He's getting ready to shift things around and let things work in your favor. When you call, don't forget to ask for the book, The Miracle of Seed Faith. It will change your life. Quickly, go to the phone, dial the number, and as you sow the seed into good ground, the gospel of Jesus Christ is going to be preached throughout the world, and God is going to give you a harvest beyond anything you've ever seen. So dial that number, sow your seed, and get ready, because you're standing on the edge of the happiest season of your life.
Well, there you have it. This Todd Koontz is a wolf in sheep's clothing. I mean, notice how he was asking 40 people to give $1,000. Asking 40 people to give $1,000. Then asking 1,189 people to give $100. So by the time he did that broadcast, which Benny Hinn played over and over again as a rerun, can you imagine? I mean, people are tuning in and sending this guy, out of the 200 countries that broadcast was seen in, 200 countries, Benny Hinn's program, This Is Your Day, goes and is seen and is watched in 200 countries. So, and they rerun it. It's a rerun. They show it over and over and over and over again. So in 200 countries, in where there are billions of people combined, they can find 40 people to send $1,000. And they can always find 1,189 people to give $100. That's not out of the realm of possibility. And that's why this guy, Todd Koontz, makes his rounds to all of these TV ministries. He is one of these guys that these TV ministries constantly call upon to go and hustle for money. But the guy is, he's got nothing. And yet he makes out like a bandit, because he is a bandit. He's a wolf in sheep's clothing. Now here he is with Rod Parsley, and they're talking about first fruits. And the title of this broadcast is Put God First. Put God First. Okay, let's listen.
Listen carefully. Nobody can use your faith for you. Faith is birthed inside the recesses of your heart. Logic is not required when God gives you an instruction. There's an anointing on me for breakthrough. There's an anointing on me for financial breakthrough. There's an anointing on me for increase. When you let go of something that you wanted to keep, God will let go of something that he wanted to give. When you open your hands, God opens his heaven. Your seed never grows in your hands. You have to release it. But when you release your seed, you have to keep your hands open, be in a posture of receiving, because you have to receive before you can give or before you can sow. There's a law that we're going to practice right now called the law of sequence, the law of first fruits. What you do first determines what God does next. I don't know what your dilemma is, your crisis is. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you're facing. But there's an anointing on me right now to pray over your life.
Jesus.
And I'm going to pray over the life of 1,189, representing every chapter in the Bible. And there's going to
be... You see how he's using the same con, but on a different broadcast. The same con. The same con game, but it's just on a different broadcast. The doofus, the dunce you hear in the background going, that's Rod Parsley. That's Rod Parsley. The other broadcast that I played for you, that was Benny Hinn. And it makes no difference where Todd Kuntz goes. He runs the same scam. He runs, there's 1,189 chapters in the Bible, so I need 1,189 people to give $100. And he's got, you see, it's a script. They memorize a script. But this is just an inferior version of Mike Murdoch. Because this is what Mike Murdoch does. So he's taken Mike Murdoch's scam as a Mike Murdoch disciple. And Dr. Todd Kuntz, no doubt, got his doctorate where Dr. Mike Murdoch got his. But here he is at Ron Parsley's running the same scam, of the 1,189 chapters in the Bible. It's the same scam. But he's running it at Ron. And wherever Todd Kuntz goes, whatever broadcast he's on, he runs the same scam.
Listen carefully. Nobody can use your faith for you. Faith is birthed inside the recesses of your heart. Logic is not required when God gives you an instruction. There's an anointing on me for breakthrough. There's an anointing on me for financial breakthrough. There's an anointing on me for increase. When you let go of something that you wanted to keep, God will let go of something that he wanted to give. When you open your hands, God opens his heaven. Your seed never grows in your hands. You have to release it. But when you release your seed, you have to keep your hands open. Be in a posture of receiving. Because you have to receive before you can give or before you can sow. There's a law that we're going to practice right now called the law of sequence, the law of first fruits. What you do first determines what God does next. I don't know what your dilemma is, your crisis is. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you're facing. But there's an anointing on me right now to pray over your life.
Jesus.
And I'm going to pray over the life of 1,189, representing every chapter in the Bible. And there's going to be 1,189 new seasons birthed in the life of those who will use their faith.
Thank you, God.
I'm going to ask you to sow a $214 new season seed as a first fruit seed. As a foundational seed of what God's going to do over the next 12 months in your life. For some of you, this doesn't seem like a lot, but it's your obedience.
That's it.
For others, it's everything. It's your act of obedience to a man of God. And when you wrap expectation around the seed, I'm telling you, miracles are going to happen. This seed is going to be the catalyst to a season of undeniable, unstoppable, lavish favor.
Amen.
Father, I've said what you've told me to say, and as I sit here in the studio, it's a breakthrough.
And now it's not Father God. it's not the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Heavenly Father that Satan, that Jesus came to reveal. Jesus said, you are of your father, the devil. The father Todd Koontz is talking about is the devil, the father of all lies. That's the father he's praying to.
Lavish favor.
Amen.
Father, I've said what you told me to say, and as I sit here in the studio as a breakthrough with my dearest and friend, Pastor Rod Parsley, the mantle that's on his life for breakthrough, the mantle that's on his life to preach the gospel around the world, to preach the cross, to preach the Bible, as we partner with this ministry,
yes, God.
As we sow this first fruit seed of $214,
thank you,
representing our faith, representing that we acknowledge that we believe your word,
yes,
on the greatest principle ever taught, the law of the seed. I come into a covenant with you in the name of Jesus as the anointing flows upon me right
thank
now.
You, Lord.
As you sow the seed,
thank
your
you,
faith will be activated.
Yes.
Your season,
yes,
will end that's present, and God will birth a new season.
Hallelujah.
A new season in your family, a new season in your finances,
you,
a new season in your business.
Thank
what
you,
Satan has stolen from you,
yes,
immediately he must return seven,
yes,
times.
Yes.
Every seed that you,
yes,
planted in 2013
Jesus,
that did not produce a harvest, according to the word of God, this first fruit seed is going to be the catalyst to resurrect every dormant seed. And Father, as a third harvest, I'm praying that you will lavish those who obey today
lavish,
with favor beyond anything they've
lavish
ever known. They don't need everybody liking them, just the right person liking
lavish
them. I pray you'll connect them to a person,
yes,
even in the next 17 days,
do that, Lord,
that will favor them.
Do that.
In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Yeah, but it's not, he's not a man of God. He is a pimp preacher. Here's another clip I want to play for you on Todd Koontz. And this was done by an investigative news group in North Carolina. Listen to this.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Erica Bryant.
And I'm Blair Miller. We begin with the investigation that uncovered a national television evangelist living in a million-dollar condo right here in Charlotte.
He is part of a controversial group of so-called prosperity preachers who promise if you give them money, you will find financial prosperity. Our Jim Bradley spent months looking into his ministry and where the ministry is spending its money.
You need a miracle from God.
And Todd Koontz, a cable TV regular who now lives in Charlotte, says giving money to his ministry is one way to get it.
And their act of obedience is going to be the catalyst to creating a supernatural double portion miracle.
According to the website for Koontz's Rock Wealth International Ministries, send a $273 breakthrough seed and you can expect a supernatural change in 90 days. For $1,000, he offers triple favor. But whatever the amount, Koontz makes clear when he's on TV, the offer of a miracle from God has a time limit.
You heard me right. The next 8 minutes, and you need to plant the $273 recovery seed. I'm only going to give you 2 or 3 minutes to respond. Respond now. Not at the end of the program. You must respond now. We've got 1 minute, 30 seconds. Go to the phone. Dial
it's the theology
the
of promising financial reward for sowing financial seeds that doesn't sit well with some mainline religious teachers.
Now, that's a damnable lie.
Tom Curry teaches religious ethics at Charlotte's Union Presbyterian Seminary. We asked him to watch some of Todd Koontz's teachings with us.
I think that what he's doing is shameful, and I feel sad for him and for the people who give money to him.
Koontz seems to like to flaunt his success. On Twitter, he boasts about working out in Beverly Hills and seeing Rodeo Drive from his hotel room. And remember that $273 seed Koontz asked for? He says the numbers just came to him.
Several months ago, God gave me the single greatest miracle of my lifetime in one day, and the numbers 273 were involved.
We found a connection to those numbers. Last May, Koontz's Rock Wealth International Church paid $1.38 million for a condo on the seventh floor of this opulent building at the corner of Providence and Sharon Amity. It's called Rosewood, and Todd Koontz lives in Unit 273. And in the basement garage here at Rosewood, we found other luxuries we were able to tie to Todd Koontz, a stable of high-end cars worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, proclaiming the favor he teaches. Like this Ferrari and this Maserati. Each, according to a luxury car dealer in Charlotte, is worth well over $100,000. And there are two BMWs, too. All of them are owned by Legacy Media, the for-profit company Koontz owns, which sells his books, CDs, and DVDs. According to documents we uncovered, Legacy, along with Rockwealth Ministries and Church, are located in the small town of Aiken, South Carolina, about 2.5 hours from Charlotte. No one answered at this storefront with the Rockwealth name and logo on the door. Legacy Media lists its address as being next door, but instead we found the Fancy Nail Spa. There, owner Tren Dang told us Rockwell's office has been shuttered and locked ever since she moved in 16 months ago.
Never
seen anybody there?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen this man?
No.
Next door?
No.
And at the address listed with the South Carolina Secretary of State for Rockwell International Church, we found only this house for sale and neighbors who'd never seen or heard of Rockwell or Todd Koontz.
But you've never seen a church service there?
I've never seen anybody there.
For weeks, we left business cards, sent emails and certified letters, even a message on Twitter, and called every number we could find for Koontz and his companies. The only number where a live person answered was a call center, where the operator immediately asked if we were calling to sow a $300 mission seed.
No, I was trying to reach Todd Koontz.
Days later, we did get a phone call here at Channel 9 from Todd Koontz. He declined to tell us how much of the money that's donated to his ministry he keeps for himself, nor would he provide us with contact information for any donors whose finances have been supernaturally turned around. He did tell us he believes financial success is part of God's promise, and he believes he's helping people. But he refused our request for an interview, saying, "You're just trying to discredit my ministry."
This unusual seed of 273, I declare.
There's no denying his requests for money and promise of financial miracles have a powerful appeal.
How to get your double turnaround miracle. Stay tuned.
Is that a seductive offer for somebody who's in financial trouble?
Oh, yeah. It really is. And you
Glenda Odom should know, while she's never donated to Todd Koontz, she estimates she's sent more than $10,000 over the years to other prosperity preachers on TV without ever seeing her financial problems turn around. And she's now troubled that Koontz broadcasts many of his programs on cable channels BET and The Word Network, both of which have predominantly black audiences.
Do you think Dr. Koontz is targeting the African-American community?
Yes, I do. And does it make me angry? Yes, it does.
Odom isn't alone. At the Trinity Foundation, a Texas-based religious watchdog group, founder Ole Anthony told us by Skype that Todd Koontz is just one of many TV preachers leading the poor to believe that by donating money to them, God will make donors rich.
And it's not true, and that's what I want the people to know. They're telling lies in the name of God. I can't imagine a more awful thing to do.
Yet on broadcast 7 days a week and his website 24 hours a day, Todd Koontz continues to boldly ask for money.
I'm going to urge you to place this on your bank card.
Theologian Tom Curry says he believes Todd Koontz's theology is a misreading of the gospel.
That when I see people using the gospel of Jesus Christ to get money out of poor people for their own ends, that there is a special place in hell reserved for such folk. And they are accountable one day.
Todd Koontz told me that his financial success, including the Ferrari and that Maserati, have come from what he called his secular, for-profit businesses, not his ministry. But he declined to comment when I asked him why his Rockwell Church is listed as the owner of that million-dollar condo. I've tried again in the past week to get more information from Todd Koontz, with no success.
Jim, is there anything illegal about any of this?
Not that we're aware of. Rockwell Church is registered as a religious organization, and so it's not required to file any public documents about where the money goes.
Well, do we know if he actually does contribute to any of the charities that are listed on the website?
We contacted several of them. Those who got back to us tell us that they do get donations from Rockwell Ministries, but neither they nor Todd Koontz himself would say specifically how much.
Thank you, Jim. Good evening.
And there you have it, folks. They do investigative reports, but there's no government overwatch. And that's why these guys keep robbing, keep stealing, keep doing what they're doing. And it's sad. It's sad. But God will, in his good pleasure. When God thinks it right, he will grab Todd Koontz by his scrawny neck and deal with him accordingly. Because, you know, saints, he's not using your name to pillage people. He's not using my name to pillage people. He's using God's name. God's name. It's what's being dragged through the gutter. God's name. And so God will deal with these people. He will deal with these people when the Lord thinks it's appropriate. Now, for me, I think it was appropriate as soon as Todd Koontz appeared and started to do this. But God is in charge, not me, not you. My prayer is that God would rid us of these people in an instant, all of them. Gather them all up, all of these prosperity wolves. Gather them all up in one shot and divest the church of these clowns. Prophesied that wolves would come. They're here, and we have to deal with them. Here's another clip. Here's another clip on Todd Koontz. Just bear with me one moment, and I will have that for you momentarily.
Watching in the 200 countries of the world that this program is broadcast, and here, the live audience, this is going to be an explosive night. God has placed a very strong word in my heart, and I want you to listen very carefully because I believe that this could be the greatest year you have ever experienced in the history of your life. I want to make a declaration tonight. I know that this ministry has been declaring that the coming wealth transfer is upon us. I know that Pastor Benny has felt so strong in his heart there at your home for you to send in your urgent prayer needs. And for the next 12 months, he's been praying and anointing for a prosperity anointing. He's been praying and anointing for a prosperity anointing. He's been praying and anointing for a prosperity anointing. God has called me to the body of Christ twofold. Number one, I'm a financial teacher. I've been in the financial business for nearly 20 years. I understand the intricacies of money. I understand the laws that govern insurance and stocks and bonds and all that's involved with Wall Street. But the second part of my calling is that God has called me into the body of Christ as a financial deliverer. And tonight, I believe, even as you're watching there at your home, that something dynamic is going to happen. There's going to be a divine impartation in your life, and the financial anointing is going to come upon you. And I believe you're going to go through a season of divine prosperity like you have never known. Now, I want to declare to you tonight, and hear me carefully, I will decree that this is the year, the beginning of this year, this is the year that the divine wealth transfer has begun. It's not going to happen. It's already happening. I want to prophetically declare that into your home, that the wealth transfer is happening right now. The wealth of the sinner is laid up for the righteous. What is the purpose of it? For the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The purpose of the financial anointing and the divine wealth transfer is the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Tonight, I want to outline what I call the 10 promises of the covenant blessing in Deuteronomy chapter 28. And it's not verse 8. I want to read verse 8 before I tell you the verse that the 10 promises hinge upon. There at your home, I want to urge you to get a piece of paper and a pencil. I'm going to move towards the 10 promises, and then I'm going to tell you a remarkable testimony. And then I'm going to come into a covenant with you there at your home, that God is going to do something dynamic in your life. I'm telling you, listen to me, I'm telling you, you are on the precipice of the happiest season of your entire life. I see an avalanche of financial blessing in your life, and God spoke to me and said, this is the year of dynamic and flowing faith. And anytime you decide to use your faith, The season of your life will change. Your business will turn around. Your family will be restored. Your finances and the burden of debt will be broken. And financial favor and prosperity will visit your home. Verse 8 says, and I want you to see this, the Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thine hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Now, I actually learned this part from Pastor Benny in a fire conference about a year ago. He was illustrating that what this literally means, somebody chasing you down and tackling you to the ground to bless you. That's what I came up with the idea of. Get ready for a blessing attack. Now, you've heard of heart attacks, but there's getting ready to come a blessing attack. God is getting ready to bless your socks off. But Abraham said, let's not have strife between us. Lot, you pick out where you want to go, and I'll go the opposite direction. We know that Lot picked out the land that was the flourishing, but he pitched his tent towards Sodom. Abraham went the opposite way, and we're still talking about Abraham, the father of all nations today. I want to say to you, in spite of all that's happening in the economy, in spite of all that's happening on Wall Street and in real estate, in spite of all that's happening in the global economic crisis, the word of God is still the same. The promise of God is that the blessing is upon you, and wherever you go, whether it's the city or the country, wherever you go, the blessing is on you. It's a geographical blessing. Hear his voice the first time, a soft, soft whisper. 24 months ago, I'm in Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm getting ready to pray for what I call the Favor 70. I feel so stirred to share this. I'm listening to a man of God look into the camera lens just like I'm talking to you right now. And he says, Jesus set aside 70. And he sent them out two by two to spread the good news. As I was listening, he said, there are 70 listening right now who's going to set aside an uncommon seed of $1,000, and you're going to plant it into the work of God. I knew this man of God. I knew his credibility. And while this was going on, I was sitting there and I was listening, and he stopped abruptly. And he said, somebody is going to plant a $1,000 seed, and God is going to give you triple favor. He didn't say single favor or double. He said triple favor. He said, in 41 years of ministry, 35 countries, 14,000 audiences, I have never said that. When he said that, something leaped inside of me, and I knew it was me. And I remember reaching for my credit card. See, it's live there. I'm not on the set with him. I'm watching him. But I reached for my credit card. I dialed the number that was on the screen, and I planted my $1,000 seed. Listen carefully. The voice of the Holy Spirit should become amplified in your life. During these times of uncertainty, the Holy Spirit will speak to you about taking a great step of faith, a faith step. Because if the seed moves your faith will move God. I know what happens at a $1,000 seed level. I planted $1,000 seeds and God gave me a home that I paid cash for. I've sown $1,000 seeds and God has stopped the battle within 2 hours. Because I remember when David planted $1,000 seed. Because I remember when David planted $1,000 seed. Because I remember when David planted $1,000 seed. When he saw 70,000 fall in 72 hours and the plague stopped. I planted $1,000 seeds, as many as 50 in 30 days, because I broke the back of poverty like so many with a $1,000 seed. Something happens at that level that doesn't happen at any other level. So as he talked, I understood the power and the magnetism of a $1,000 seed. And he said, somebody is going to sow it, and God's going to give you triple favor. Well, I planted my seed. I did it swiftly and quickly. When he saw 70,000 fall in 72 hours and the plague stopped, I planted $1,000 seeds, as many as 50 in 30 days, because I broke the back of poverty like so many with a $1,000 seed. Something happens at that level that doesn't happen at any other level. So as he talked, I understood the power and the magnetism of a $1,000 seed. And he said, somebody is going to sow it, and God's going to give you triple favor. Well, I planted my seed. I did it swiftly and quickly. I had absolutely no idea. I had no idea what was going to happen at the other end of that instruction. Within 24 hours, the heavens opened up on my life. Within 7 days, God connected me to a man of God that literally has sent me around the world. He connected me to a second person, then a third person, and then a fourth person. One of the individuals that God connected me to was a businessman who decided to send me monthly checks via FedEx. Part of my FedEx miracle. Be careful, because there are 70 listening right now. What God did for me, he's getting ready to do for you. Your present season, you've used up all the benefits of your present season. God has connected me to your life to launch you into a new season of divine prosperity. I got excited. I was in Kansas City riding down the interstate. I looked over there. It must have been a FedEx hub. There was a whole parking lot of FedEx trucks. I could hardly contain myself. I talked to my mother and I said, Mom, FedEx has come to my house so much every time I see a truck, I get excited. And this is what she said. She said, oh, son, God's not through blessing you yet. He's probably going to use UPS next. As God is my witness, this is the truth. 24 hours later, there's a knock at my door, and there's the UPS woman. She hands me an envelope. I open up the envelope, and there's a letter from a businessman that I had helped 30 days previously. He said, you came with no strings attached, but I wanted to show you how much I appreciate you helping me. And there was a check for $30,000. I had no idea 24 months ago when I listened to an instruction from an uncommon man of God about planting a $1,000 seed what triple favor would do to my life. When you've had the favor that I've had, you don't ever want to live another day without it. Two things were unique about that day. Number one, I responded swiftly. As soon as I heard him say it, I responded without negotiation. And number two, when he said that he had never said that before, I knew that it was an uncommon moment of faith. And when God gives you an uncommon moment of faith, he will deposit in you the gift of faith to believe him for impossible things. Boy, the anointing is so strong right now. I'm going to pray over your life because you may be up against it. You don't know what you're going to do. Your back's against the wall. Your business is struggling. I don't know what you're facing. But I'm telling you, something's going to happen in your life over the next 30 days. I'm going to pray for the favor 70, that when you do what I do, when you let go of the uncommon seed of $1,000, the windows of heaven is going to open up on your life. God's going to give you favor in real estate and in business, and with somebody, a financial Boaz that's going to bless your socks off.
Yeah, the people didn't get it. They were not blessed. They were conned. Sadly, they were conned. So we're going to continue this series. Stay away from Todd Koontz. Stay away from men who promise you triple favor blessings. It just doesn't exist, folks. Whatever you need from God, you get it by simply asking your Heavenly Father. You don't get it because you give. You get it because you ask. And if the Father wants you to have it, you'll get it. And if the Father does not want you to have it, you won't get it. That's just the way it works. That's just the way it is. Your Heavenly Father is the one. Your Heavenly Father is the one who blesses you without any strings attached. You don't have to do anything other than live holy, live for God. And he said, whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give it to you. So, saints, I love you in Jesus' name. I want to play this last song. If I can just happen to get it, it's by Jason Ballard. And the title of this song is Repent. One of our faithful listeners who has let me know about Brother Jason, and I truly appreciate it. The music is just wonderful. Here's another sermon in song format. You pray my strength. I'm not doing well. I'm still under the weather. Still trying to shake what I have. You pray for me as I pray for you. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Jason Ballard, I leave you with him and the song Repent, which is so apropos after listening to Todd Koontz. It's time for Todd and the rest of these prosperity gospel wolves to repent before it is too late.
These are the last days. These are the days we need him the most. Our chances are slim now. Narrow's the way not chosen by most. This could be our last call. There's no tomorrow for holding on to. So let's hold on to the truth. Times have come. There's already those in tribulation. The fullness of times won't be long. But lovers of self more than lovers of God. And there's pride in the hearts of everyone. We need to repent, turn from our ways.
Turn from my way.